Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo, Alan Beaumont Hall.
In chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, the patient's lungs lose the ability to repair damages on their own. Scientists now have a new idea as to why this might be so. They blame a particular molecule, WNT5A, for this problem. The first indication of COPD is usually a chronic cough. As the disease progresses, the airways narrow and often pulmonary emphysema develops. This indicates irreversible expansion and damage to the alveoli, the air sacs. The body is no longer able to repair the destroyed structures. Currently, researchers have been able to show that COPD results in a change in the messengers that lung cells use to communicate with one another. Specifically, the scientists discovered increased production of the WNT5A molecule, which disrupts the classic signalling pathway that is responsible for such repairs. The new hypothesis is that the relationship between different WNT messengers is no longer balanced in COPD. The team correspondingly searched for possible interference signals. In both the preclinical model and the tissue samples from the patients, they found that in COPD, this specific tissue is increased and occurs in a modified form. The stimuli causes a reaction in COPD, such as cigarette smoke, can additionally lead to increased production of WNT5A and consequently to impaired lung regeneration. In the next step, the researchers have been able to show where the misdirected signal originates. This is produced by certain cells in the connective tissue, the so-called fibroblasts. When pulmonary epithelial cells were treated with the WNT5A derived from the fibroblasts, the cells lost their healing ability. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks in the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.